Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he wishes there were a painless way to fight inflation, but there isn't one.
If we want to set ourselves up, really, really light the way to another period of a very strong labor market, we have got to get inflation behind us.
To do that, Powell announced yesterday the Fed's third interest rate hike of 2022. The idea is that it will cool down inflation, hopefully. While high prices have been hard for many American families, the costs of reducing inflation could be very painful, too. Let's bring in MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi into the conversation. Ali, come on in. Welcome.
Thanks, Peter. Good to be with you. And it's not just the third hike. It's the third hike of 0.75 percentage point, right? The Fed normally moves in 0.25 percentage point increments. It's like a big deal if they cut or raise by 0.5 percentage point. They've moved 3 times 0.75 percentage point. So it's almost the equivalent of 9 interest rate hikes.
Well, to that point, how much longer do you think the Fed realistically will be forced to raise these rates?
Well, so the good news is, if it can be described as good news, the Fed rate is about 3.25%, which means the prime rate, which is what banks charge their best customers, is about 6.25%, which is about the same as what a 30-year mortgage would be. Now, much, much higher than it was a year ago when you can get a mortgage for 3% for a 30-year fixed mortgage, but much lower than the 14 and 15% it was in the 80s. So the Fed still has room to go, and Jerome Powell has indicated that until inflation is under control, they may continue to increase interest rates. So I don't know how long it'll take because it's not science, it's art, right? At some point, someone says, costs too much to borrow money, costs too much to buy a house, costs too much to run a balance on my credit card, so I'm going to pull back. The pulling back is what slows inflation down. The danger, of course, is the pulling back is also what slows the economy down. And if you do it too much, it becomes a recession.
You use this example of the mortgage rates, right? This is very important because this is where the money really becomes clear and obvious. If you get a loan on a $500,000 house with a 6% interest rate today, you're going to pay nearly $900 more every month compared to about a year ago. Ali, that's significant for people.
That's huge. That's huge. And that's exactly right. So mortgages are the biggest deal. Cars are, generally speaking, people's biggest, second biggest investment. Now we've had inflation. So car prices, if you're looking for one, used or new, are up and your loan will be a lot more. And then, of course, there's credit card. Credit card debt is the highest level, not credit card rates, not debt, but credit card interest rates, if you carry a balance, are at the highest level they've been at since 1996, and they're probably still going up. So now this is a problem. If you're living on the edge and you've got a car payment and maybe a house payment and credit card debt, suddenly your life that you were living 6 months ago is substantially more expensive than it was then. And for some people, enough to tip them into difficulty not making payments. And of course, then your credit card or your car loan rates or your mortgage goes up. You could lose your home. So this is why we have to think about this in a very important way. For people living on the edge, living from paycheck to paycheck, this is very difficult.
Well, when you lay it out this way, you really can see how the interest rate situation might slow down the economy. And if and when it does slow down so much that we enter into a recession, what do you think that looks like?
Well, the good news is that of late, our recessions tend to bounce back pretty fast. What the Fed is trying to do is figure out how much can we increase rates by to cool the economy without cooling it off too much. The problem is there's a lag effect, right? They raised interest rates yesterday. They'll do it again. You don't see the effect the next day. People don't pay off their credit cards the next day. They don't stop their purchases. They don't sell their car. They don't change their behavior in housing. Could take 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. So the problem is if you keep increasing interest rates and you don't know what 18 months ahead looks like, you could overdo it. So it becomes very, very hard to calculate what to do at this point. The Fed was hoping inflation would sort of calm itself down when energy prices came down and supply chain issues were worked out, but it hasn't done that. And by the way, this is a global issue, and America is not even in the worst spot on all of this. So whatever the Fed does also depends on what the rest of the world does. For the moment, by the way, every time the Fed increases, the UK increases, the European Central Bank increases, the Canadians increase. So the world's sort of approaching this in exactly the same way, hoping that these interest rate increases will slow the economy down.
butterfly flaps its wings, they say. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.